We had about, I think four movies. We had the Modern Theater, we had the Capitol, we had the Ritz, and we had the Lyrics.
General White grew up in this neighborhood, back when Overtown was still called Colortown. White is 70 years old now. He points to empty lots where thriving businesses used to line Northwest 2nd and 3rd Avenue.
And this is where we used to congregate after all the games, fellowship with your friends. And they had the best sausage sandwiches in the world.
Overtown was known as the Harlem of the South. Cab Calloway, Nat King Cole, and Billie Holiday performed in Miami Beach. But because of segregation, they weren't allowed to stay there. They'd stay in Overtown at hotels like the Sir John and the Mary Elizabeth. And they jammed late into the night with locals.
Well, it's nothing but a big overpass now.
The overpass is a section of I-95 that casts a shadow over an empty lot surrounded by a chain link fence. It was built in the 60s. And after that, Overtown was never the same. White and thousands of other people here were forced out to make room for the highway.
I don't think the young people that are there now really realize the richness, you know, and the connection, you know, to Overtown.
Agnes Roll was born in Overtown, and she calls herself a towner for life.
We are rooted in that community. We built Miami. Our folks built Miami.
Agnes's father was a Bahamian migrant who came to work on construction jobs for pioneer developer Henry Flagler. Agnes's sister, Naomi, remembers their father telling them about clearing the space that would become Biscayne Boulevard.
Biscayne Boulevard was all palmetto bushes. It was nothing. And he worked out there with the machete, cutting palmetto bushes in order to get Biscayne Boulevard built.
He also built many houses in Overtown, including their own.
Have you seen the Roman buildings with the swirling columns on the front, and it was, and it had an arch, you know, and my father and his mother built that house together, you know, with their own two hands. It was our pride and joy. When they were first talking about the I-95 project, and Dad, you know, my dad used to say, I ain't selling my house. And I, you know, they didn't want to do it.
But he didn't have a choice. In 1965, the house was demolished. The Rolls moved to North Miami Estates, now known as Liberty City.
He was depressed from the time he left Overtown until the time he died. He was depressed.
Like the Rolls, many residents owned their houses and their land outright back then. And for towners who remember the neighborhood before I-95 hovered above, it's still an emotional blow, 50 years later.
Where did it all go to?
General White's family left Overtown for Richmond Heights. As he walked west on Northwest 17th Street, he hoped to find his childhood home, even though he knew it wouldn't be there.
It doesn't exist. And, you know, you can't show it to your kids or your grandkids, you know. And that's the sad part.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
I'll never be the same. Skies have lost their meaning for me. I'll never be the same. Nothing's what it once used.